Coffee with the Coach is fueled by Dunkin'. Do you have a question for the head coach? Visit 98.5thesportshub.com for your chance to win Pats tickets and a $25 gift card from Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Let's go inside Gillette Stadium. Scott Zolak standing by with the coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, tough couple weeks here for your football team. What was your message to him this week coming out of Pittsburgh? You had a lot of penalties, which is uncharacteristic of your type teams. And I know you stress no penalties, no penalties. But what have you done differently as a coach to maybe address that?
Yeah, I think just really we just got to do a better job in every area with better coaching, better playing, better fundamentals, just overall better execution. You know, we lost two games really on the last play, last couple plays of the game. And, you know, in order to change that, we're just going to have to perform better, and that's all of us. So just get back to work, get ready for Buffalo, and, you know, each week's a new week, and hopefully this will be our – we can play our best game today.
And even with two games left, there's a lot to play for. You guys do control a lot, and you look at the rest of the league. There are teams that, you know, sort of aren't finishing seasons off. It seems like the AFC is wide open right now.
Yeah, well, all we really can do anything about and care about is what we can do. So we're just focused on our preparation, our performance, our effort today, and And if we do that, then that'll be good for us. And whatever else happens, happens.
I know you lost Josh this week. And, you know, through attrition in the league, injuries happen throughout the course of weeks. You lose players. One guy goes down. Next guy steps up. And I know you've had your statements this week on him, and you hope everything works out for him. How has the team responded? Guys like Dorsett, Hogan. I know Rob talked about, hey, we all got to step up and make plays. But that next guy up mentality for you guys.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of confidence in our football team. We have good depth, and we have a lot of good players. And you know, we'll use the ones that are available today. And you know, I expect everybody to perform well. I think that's what we've worked for all week in practice. And that's, our guys are going to compete hard. And you know, I think whoever we put in there, we have confidence in. I think they'll play well.
Big offensive change for Buffalo coming into this game from 7 weeks ago when you faced him in October. Josh Allen, I've talked to you about him this past week. Just from the size standpoint alone, his ability to run the football, how concerned do you have to be not only on, you know, third and long, but the third and four, third and five type plays where he can pick up plays with his legs?
Yeah, he does it on first and ten too. So he's like having a sixth receiver out there when he drops back to pass. He can throw it to one of the other five guys, or he's certainly capable of making big plays with his legs, and he's a strong player that's hard to tackle with good speed and a good arm. So, again, that's good team defense. There's no one guy that's going to stop him. We're going to have to play good team defense across the board, and they have a lot of good skill players, and Allen's, like you said, a guy we didn't see in the first meeting, but he's played very well. He's had some big games since then, and so it's going to be a big challenge for us today.
They tried to do a big trade. They got Benjamin, got away from Benjamin, the big receiver. He's no longer there, but guys like Zay Jones, we saw him 7 weeks ago, but this kid Foster, who's starting to emerge, how do they combo those two receivers? Are they intermediate guys, deep guys, speed guys?
Well, Foster's one of the most explosive players in the league. He's averaging 25 yards a catch, which is pretty much unheard of. So he has big playability, both on deep balls and on catch-and-run plays. He caught, you know, an over and and 15-20 yard over route, and just, you know, outran everybody for a 50 yard touchdown last week against Detroit. So he's a very explosive player, and certainly Jones and McKenzie and Clay and McCoy and, you know, the usual cast of characters. I mean, they have plenty of weapons offensively to throw the ball to, and good runners as well with McCoy, Ivory,
yeah.
You know, and Ford, who's a young player that's taken some snaps for him, has looked good as a running back too. So their skill players are good offensively.
Is healthy, the running backs have looked? I know they were a little nicked up when you guys faced them last time, but do they look healthy right now?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah. You know, we haven't got a lot of information out of there. Obviously, yeah. Yeah, they put Murphy on injured reserve, so we'll see what happens.
I think the one thing about their team, you look at them, especially the last couple of years since McDermott has gotten there, they play hard on defense. They play hard on offense, too. But, you know, just their front, and you combo with guys like Williams and, of course, Jerry Hughes off the edge, they're a handful, especially when those two guys are on the same side.
Yeah, they're very, very well coached. They play with great effort and technique. They make you earn everything. And they do a good job in pursuit, making plays from behind, stripping balls. And it looks like sometimes when the player gets the ball, whether it's a short pass or a run, that it's going to be a pretty sizable gain, and it ends up going for 5 or 6 yards. They converge very quickly and tackle well. So it's one of the best tackling teams after the catch. I think they're third in the league on yards after catch. So they converge well, they tackle well, and they don't give up many big plays. Yeah. So they make you drive it and make you earn it. And You know, we're going to have to string some good plays together. And as you said at the beginning, you know, avoid penalties and negative plays.
All right, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from my son, Brody. Wants me to ask the coach, and he's 9. He said, ask the coach, you know, when he was a kid, what was the best Christmas gift he ever got? Would you, anything your dad or mom got you, or maybe you gave to your kids? Mine was a football and a Tonka truck. My dad would always get me a football. Every year it was a Wilson football in the box. I would take it out, I would smell it, and I never wanted to scuff it up. And I wouldn't play with it until about summertime. But that was my favorite one. I don't know if yours was football related.
Yeah, probably football jersey. You know, we had a train set that my cousins, who were older than me, kind of outgrew, and so that was big to put that.
Is that the Lionel one, Lionel, or the mini one, the HO?
The big one, the heavy one, the steel one. It was, and to get that put together and to actually get it going around the tree and all that, that was a pretty big project. So yeah, that was fun.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Good luck today. Back in the division, 1 o'clock home game. You got the holidays this week. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great and Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks, Scott. You too.
All right, send it back up to Beetle at Splitsville.
Music of the Game is brought to you by Live Nation. The British Invasion is coming. Queen plus Adam Lambert, the Rhapsody Tour, performing rock's greatest anthems at the Xfinity Center on August 4th. Buy tickets at livenation.com. Scott Zolak will join us on the sideline inside Gillette Stadium. That is coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.